5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hello. Hello, 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 hello.
Check, check, check. Check, check, checkity, check. That wasn't me. More? How long should I talk? Keep talking? Still talking. What are you doing? No, the levels are good.
I know, I just
want to
eat.
Oh. What? Who? Where? What? When? What am I talking about? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. I don't know the rest.
Rabba, 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 saying you're up. Okay, no, this is really how I'm going to be talking the entire show, just to give you my ring.
Shit, fuck, piss, tits, cocksucker, motherfucker, goddamn it, cunt, bitch, bitch, shit, pussy, penis, cum, semen.
Goodbye to the people who hated on me. Goodbye to the people who loved me.
Put your dick off, nigga. Put your dick off.
Go! Hi, I'm Chuck Endington, welcoming you in all New Objection Livecast. How was your 4th of July weekend? I spent mine hacking Twitter and adding the letter A to everyone's super hilarious America tweets. Have some respect for our nation, you stupid jerks. Here's the show.
Yeah!
He's very patriotic.
Wow. Damn right.
So political.
Or maybe he just appreciates proper spelling.
Yeah.
Too
much America?
Yeah, definitely. This year it was like a critical mass of everyone with America.
Well, America is too many syllables. America is much more doable.
And then some people, it was America, M-U-R-R.
Yeah, America.
I just say USA.
That's even better, see? At least that's proper.
That has the A in it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't go U.S.
The first time I heard that was in a Chris Hardwick stand-up. And it's like, did his joke really get this far? Or is it just people? Other people... like, came up with the same joke.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that has to be it.
I would hope not that many people are huge Chris Hardwick fans.
You're not a huge Chris Hardwick fan?
He's less funny, but better looking Patton Oswalt.
Did they not accept you for Singled Out when
oh,
it was
God.
On?
Oh, God. Jeez.
You didn't make the cut.
How many careers that guy's managed to squeeze out of very, very moderate talent?
I think he's
talent.
Really good on the Talking Dead.
Well, that show should not exist.
I hate that show.
That show is
that
not
show?
Nearly good enough to warrant a post show. It's
oh, The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
No.
The Walking Dead should exist, but we don't need an hour-long show afterwards to talk about what just happened when most weeks nothing happened.
Oh, come
that's
on.
That's true.
That's
it's
ridiculous.
No, it's true.
But that's how they keep you eagerly waiting for the next week.
It didn't work on me.
I just think even if it was full of events happening, it's pointless. It just sucks that they sit around and have this inane babble.
Like B celebrities that no one gives
a
shit about.
Yeah, and Chris Hardwick, who's never been funny in his fucking life. I will say, I never watch it live, but the few times that I've come over to Noah's house to watch it live for like a big series finale or a season finale, watching that was like a good decompressor from like.
Are they doing that for Breaking Bad this year? I think.
Yeah.
That who's hosting it?
They're
going to
do
it
an after show
again?
For Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And Hardwick's hosting it?
One,
no.
Maybe.
No. I hope not.
Come on.
He might just be their stock post-show guy. I'll watch the Breaking Bad one, because at least that one is good.
And there's
and
actual stuff
talk
to analyze.
About. Yeah.
Actually, isn't there? Oh, there are. I think it's a podcast. Talking Bad?
Well,
yeah, that's a podcast.
Okay. Who's on the podcast?
It's just Vince Gilligan? How do you say
Gilligan.
That?
Yeah. Gilligan. You don't know how to pronounce Gilligan?
Well, I thought the G was silent.
Illigan?
The second G.
Gillian?
Wait,
Gillian.
Is it Gilligan? I thought it was Vince Gillian.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
See?
And I'm watching X-Files now.
It's like Bland's going to have to hijack a lot more Twitter accounts.
It's Vince Gilligna. It's Italian.
It's like chat roulette. Rob, Noah's trying to get your attention.
I know.
Are you recording?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Rob's been very, very busy cleaning the resin out of his pipe.
I have this one blob of resin, and it's just like...
This is a really good time to be doing this.
Yeah, he's
it's like a boat in a
ship.
Why don't
you just blow it out the other end?
Blow it out your ass, Ron.
Yeah. No, the other way.
No, just light the pipe and inhale it and smoke all that resin.
Call us up and tell us how you get resin out of your drug pipe.
Yeah.
646-929-1357. Yeah. It's the resin hotline.
I think you've got some on your mic also. Or something on the far end there.
Oh, whoa. How did I get there?
Flung.
So professional.
It's actually poo.
Gross.
Ew, Rob. There's like a hole there, like a blob of it on the end of the pin.
Yeah. Well, that's...
No, really, no one gives a shit about
it. Is that my pipe or your pipe?
It's my pipe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's July 4th weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. I enjoyed a few days off, a few extra days off from sitting in my boxers and blogging.
Your hands are filthy.
They're filled with resin. That's what happens.
Don't touch your computer.
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh.
Oh, perhaps with
the... But I can't take it because I can't touch the computer.
Oh, use your tongue.
Yeah.
562. You're on the air.
Yeah,
what's your name? Where are you from?
It's Mario from California.
Hey, Mario from California. What's up?
I just wanted to say, I went to Rob Rout on the OK Cupid.
Oh.
What's the Rob Rout?
Well, sometime back, he got laid.
There you go, Rob. Great example.
I once said I got...
Yeah, supposedly.
Go on.
This should happen last night.
So take us through it. So you sign up for an OkCupid profile. What's your username?
I'm not that.
Okay. I just want to see like how creative he got with his username.
Piercing Metal 1.
Mario for you.
What's his name? I don't even remember.
That's a good start. Okay, so you signed up for an OkCupid profile. Now, this was last night, you're saying? Or have you had the profile for a while?
I created it about a month ago.
Okay. And then, so, like, last night you were cruising? Were you doing, like, the quick match?
Actually, this is me.
Oh, a girl messaged you. So what was the message?
Yeah. It was pretty eyes.
Oh, okay. And then, what color are your eyes for our listeners who are just dying to know?
Brown.
They're green. They're green.
Take that note.
I also have green eyes.
Mm.
Do you?
Yeah. Here, look. Yeah. Let me take my glasses off so you can have a closer look.
They're greenish.
They're like green brown.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's because she's Jewish. She sees money first.
Yeah. Take out a dollar, Sid, and I'll show you how green they can be.
Oh.
So then, Mario, where did the conversation go from pretty eyes?
No. Hold on a second. What was the selling point of your profile? Like, what was the thing that...
His eyes,
right. No, but like in the description, like what was the thing that you were proud of that you put up there?
Huge Metal Injection Livecast fan.
I got it.
Oh, good.
And she said, me too. And they started singing all our parodies.
It was Nina.
Oh, God.
Right.
Popsicle Party.
Oh,
my God.
.net.
I've been a huge fan of Nina since, like, the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she's on OkCupid, too. She doesn't call us anymore.
No. Well, she's in college now. She's got more important shit to do. She probably doesn't like Slipknot anymore.
More Popsicle Party.
She got grew our humor.
Yeah.
So from pretty eyes, where did it go from there? Did you compliment her?
Just kind of said, hey, you're not too bad yourself and shit like that, and just kind of fucked. And then she told me about her brother had this, like, indie band or something. So I went with her to see them play, and then we came back to my place.
So you already met her family, like, on the first date?
No, just her brother.
And see the drummer in Jimmy Eat World?
No, he was the synth.
Sin? Oh, God.
Sin.
Yeah.
Red flag, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was an enjoyable band, but not the kind of shit I usually listen to.
Is it enjoyable because you thought, oh, I'm about to get laid after the shitty band is done?
Fast forward to that.
So, like, take us through it. So then after the show, what happened?
Well, we both got pretty drunk, and then my roommate drove us back to my place. And then fucking we were in my room, and I put on some Black Sabbath.
Nice.
Like you did, Rob.
Wow.
Oh.
Copying the smooth moves of Rob Pesvani.
All right.
I'm a little freaked out by how much you know about.
Did you have the leopard print sheets, too?
Wait, was
he studied that podcast.
Which Black Sabbath was it?
Black Sabbath.
Oh, all right.
Imagine if it was the same girl that Rob banged.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it was.
Was the girl wearing one ear?
Did she leave her glasses in your house and never come back to claim them?
Did she call you Rob while you were banging?
Well, that's what happened. She had her glasses, so when she left your house that day, she kept driving until she hit California.
She couldn't see to stop. All right, did you get laid or not?
Yeah, I did.
Wait. Oh, you did? Well, he didn't say that he
did. Did you use a rubber?
Yeah.
Good.
Fucking first time I meet this chick, I ain't going to fucking freehand it.
Yeah, wrap it up.
Fair enough.
Not the call.
Yeah, I wrapped it up.
Was it awkward after?
A little bit. I mean, she kind of, she slept over.
Oh.
I mean, it was like fucking 4 a.m. after.
Now, did you want her to sleep
over?
Yeah,
or did
you
just
like,
want her to leave? Fine. Was it like one of those things lingering?
I didn't mind. I was pretty tired myself.
Did you spoon?
No.
No spooning?
No, it kind of stepped apart.
There was nothing like romantic. It was just hump and dump, basically.
Pretty much. I mean, fuck, I wouldn't mind if she, like, you know, fucking hang out again or whatever. As it was, like, we were talking last night, and we said that we should go to a Black Sabbath concert. So we're talking about the one on the 28th over in California.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, perfect. You parlay sleeping with her to Black Sabbath.
Can you hook him up with free tickets to that, Rob? That would really make him look like a big shot to this girl.
If
please,
I,
Rob.
What show is this for? What venue?
Oh, fuck. I don't even know. But it's on the 28th.
Come on, Rob, look it up. What do you expect him to do everything to
I'll
you?
Do it. Rob's with the resident of us.
Rob is still...
What is it? Like, what venue? What city is it?
What
date?
L.A.? In California.
28th.
It's probably in San Bernardino.
All right.
Or Universal
Let's
City.
See. Jeez, you know their whole fucking...
all the routing.
Hold on a second. 28th. I only see the 27th here. Maybe I'm missing something.
Are you looking at July? Is this July or August 28th?
August, I think.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, August 28th, sorry.
That's really long term, though.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Like over a month.
Or if... You got to see her before then, though, or else you might forget what the
point is. Well, I mean, she forgot some shit over here anyway, so...
Oh! This is the girl!
What did she forget?
What?
Dignity.
All right.
August her glasses and a movie.
Wait, she did forget?
What movie?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Great interesting. Movie. Did she bring that over with you, or did she just happen to have it on her?
I think she just happened to have it on her.
Just carries around a
Why
copy.
Why did she bring it in?
How old is this girl?
She's 23.
And how old are you?
21.
Oh, an older woman.
Maybe
she just turned 23, and I'm turning 21 later on in the year.
She wanted
22, sorry.
She gave you a hint. Black Sabbath will be at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater in Irvine, California on August 28th. Do you have tickets
to
that?
I do not have a connection at that.
You don't have you don't have an Irvine hookup?
Come on, Robba.
If I find I'll seek you out, Mario.
Just put a Mario on the list.
Why does it have to be the 28th? Why can't you just go where Rob has tickets for?
Get your roommate to drive you.
I'm still trying to scare my own like that. I guess, so
okay,
we'll
Well,
why don't you
drive myself? I got a car.
Yeah. You have a car, so you can come to like the local New York show.
He's gonna drive.
If I can get
New
us all
Jersey.
Tickets,
it's not the fucking Grateful Dead. He's not gonna get in a van and drive across the country.
Not a van, a car.
Yeah, use Zipcar, drop it off in New York.
No, you actually have to drop it off at the same location. You.
Is that
can
right?
You,
yeah,
can you go into the chat and post the link to her OKCupid profile so we can see what she looks like?
Don't do it.
Do it.
I don't even know how to get onto the chat, man. I like. I don't have a laptop. I'm just like, I'm on my iPod.
Can you can still get in the chat.
Can you text
Wait, are you listening through the app, through the metal injection app, or just calling us?
I'm just calling you. I mean, I used to have the app, but it was taking too much space, so I'm like, fuck metal injection.
Wow. And it takes up, like, no space. It takes up, like,
good
500
luck
kilobytes.
Good luck getting those free tickets now, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, Rob. I love you, Rob.
What a face looker for shit this guy.
Yeah, so fake.
Ugh, so the line you get that broad?
Yeah, is this how you talk to the ladies? Because
after she leaves, you delete her app, too?
You should give him a Limp Bizkit album now.
Yeah.
Get him Limp Bizkit.
That's what I say, like, oh, I got you Sabbath tickets. It's the next day, though.
Yeah.
It's a Limp
Bizkit.
Huh?
If anything, I'm in love with Noah.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
You get him tickets to Noah? Noah's bedroom.
I can work on that.
Oh,
he loves Rob more. I don't like that. I don't like being.
Do you love Rob more than Noah?
Physically only.
Physically.
Aww.
You what? Love Rob physically only more than Noah? Is that what you're saying?
It's deeper with Noah.
Yeah. Oh,
Jufro.
The Jufro. I don't really. Is my Jufro? I don't.
His hair's pretty flat today.
Yeah, it's
sort of Jerry curl.
Relatively flat.
Oh, never mind.
Okay. Well, Mario, it's been a pleasure. How many times did you have sex with this girl?
Oh, fuck you, man.
Well, how many?
Hey, I just want to say, though, I've been listening since episode zero, and that's awesome. You guys are fucking awesome.
Thank you, Mario. Seriously.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in with an actually good story.
Thank you for using like half of your life to listen to the live cast.
Yeah, really.
And I'm glad.
Oh,
there's
one other thing real quick. I was at a show the other day, and I saw this sign that was like painted on, and it said Thor parking only.
What? Thor would be pissed.
Yeah, I got a picture of it. I got a poster at some point.
Yeah, post it on the Metal Injection Livecast Facebook page.
Along with naked photos of that girl you banged.
Yeah.
All right, Mario, we're going to let you go. Have a good one.
All right, guys. Bye to the people who hated on me. Bye
to the people who love me. This is the new goodbye. For temporary, we'll go back to James eventually.
Bye. I hate this. This gets stuck in my head, like, so hard.
It does.
Wait, what, this?
No!
Goodbye to the people who love me. Goodbye to the people who trust me. Goodbye to everybody.
The voice of an angel.
Yes.
The number to dial is 646-929-1357. That wasn't my phone number, right? That was the show phone.
Correct.
Okay, good.
Half of it was yours.
Yeah, so July 4th, before the show, Sid, you were mentioning the stuff going down in Coney Island.
Oh, no, I'm not.
And the hot dog eating contest. We
yeah.
Well, the Astro Glider or whatever the hell.
Yes, the
Astro
Glider.
Wait, what? All right, that's a new one.
What is it called?
I don't know.
The
Astro
Tower?
Yeah.
Astro Tower.
So there's a tower in Coney Island.
Are you just saying what Astro Glide is? Or
lube.
Yeah.
Noah has more experience with Astro Glide than the Astro Tower.
Okay,
though, if you want to insert the Astro Tower, you're going to
need a lot of Astro
Glide. But it was apparently swaying in the wind earlier this week. So
it's basically like a tower with a giant elevator in it that you can go to the very top of it.
But what's the point? You just go up top and
look. Yeah, it's like a view of the. Yeah, you see like a view of
but
the.
But didn't they have the parachute jumps or something?
They still have that.
That's different, yeah.
Oh, it's a different one.
Yeah.
But apparently it always sways, but for some reason some websites got on the story this week, so the city shut down the whole park
to tear down part of the tower. But it just so happened that this was the week of the hot dog eating contest, so the park and a lot of the rides were shut down during, like, the busiest weekend of the year for these people.
They lost
a lot of money.
Yeah. That sucks for them.
We had one of the hot dog eating contestants, Eater X.
Oh, Tim Janice.
Yeah, the one with the
it's
old
warrior.
So sad
that I know that.
How do you what?
Because I watch the thing every
why?
Year.
You know,
because there's nothing on TV that
it's
early
so
on the 4th of July. I don't know.
It's on ESPN, right?
Yeah, me and the wife ate hot dogs as we watched.
Did you guys have your own little contest?
Were there Nathan's hot dogs?
Yes.
I think just the concept of a hot dog eating contest or
the
eating
contest
in general
like that,
is disgusting to me. It's so gross
what
and
is,
so like consumerist American.
You mean a hot dog or eating contest?
No, an eating contest.
Yeah.
Just
both.
Forcing food down your mouth.
What if it's cupcakes?
When that why have a contest? Just eat cupcakes.
There's
well, you could
a,
win money
but
for eating
just
cupcakes.
The thing, it's like all of those hot dogs that they're like forcing down their mouth could go to people that are actually hungry and need.
Yeah, some processed meat.
Yeah.
Some people would view getting paid to listen to heavy metal music all day is as torturous as forcing hot dogs down your mouth.
But that's different, though.
I am one of those people.
Nobody nobody else could actually use the heavy metal for sustenance.
How do you know?
Thank God.
You can't get full on heavy metal.
So you're saying
you're
heavy metal
enough.
Is worth even less than a hot dog? Thank you for finally admitting it, Rob. Breaking news. Proprietor of MetalInjection.com and Sirius DJ says metal worth less than a fucking hot dog.
Putting words in my mouth, Sid. Yes. What are you, the New York Post?
Better putting words in your mouth than hot dogs, apparently. Woo! All right.
This just in. Robert Pasbani admits not a fan of heavy metal. And it's worthless.
Yeah.
More news on this.
Grundle says there are kids in Africa that would love to have some heavy metal.
Yeah, exactly. If you're hungry enough,
they
you know, you can
have
eat
anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
They have nothing.
Eat some CDs, some plastic.
Send them those Limp Bizkit CDs.
they don't even want that.
Grundle asks, what if it was a rib eating contest?
Mm-hmm.
Again, forcing ribs down your throat is sacrilege. You should enjoy those ribs.
Forcing ribs down your throat. It, outside of a contest is okay.
But it's a celebration of the popularity of the foodstuff.
I don't force the ribs down my throat. I enjoy every bite.
Okay.
Oh, because there's no room to savor the food. That's what irritates you.
Well, it's just the concept of eating is to either like enjoy yourself with the food or like or
that
you
depends.
Know fill yourself. There, but to make a contest out of it just seems ridiculous to me.
Any sporting activity is arbitrary and contrived and ridiculous when we watch it.
Yeah.
Baseball. Somebody had to come up with that. That's not something we needed to do, but it's a competition and we watch it.
Yeah.
So there's just another competition for us to watch.
I get it. I just think just because eating is involved, like, I remember one
Don't
day.
Worry, we're not going to run out of hot dogs.
That's
always
really
be
are you
a
sure?
hot dog.
Are
yeah.
you sure?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I swear. Not an issue. There's just as much danger of, like, the proliferation of baseball bats causing no more trees as there is a hot dog eating contest really costing any food.
Yeah. I mean, there'll always be spare cow parts.
Yeah.
I can't imagine eating that many hot dogs, though. I mean,
no.
Just the amount of shit that would come out of you.
I would feel,
within 10 minutes. It's a 10-minute
event. What was the record?
69. The sexiest amount of hot dogs you could eat.
Who won? Was it that
Joey
guy?
Chestnut, as always.
Joey Chestnut.
6 years
Did,
ago.
Did, Kobashi or
Kobayashi, no, he hasn't been there
no he's banned.
Because he wants more money than everybody else because he's more famous. But then competitive eating, basically, I'm assuming, was like, you're famous because we put you on this every year. We'll just pick someone else, and then they'll be famous and fuck you.
Right.
And now it's Joey Chestnut, so they were right.
And Joey Chestnut can give interviews because he speaks English.
Yeah, exactly.
They like that better.
Is there like a league, a competitive eating?
Yeah.
What's it called? What's the acronym?
League of Competitive Eating, I guess, maybe? Something like that?
Yeah. So LCE?
Yes.
Bad acronym.
But the best part is when every contestant comes up and they like give their credits. Like, this man is the fruit basket eating champion. The edible arrangement eating champion.
Legit.
The asparagus eating champion. Yes, these are all things that were read.
I think I could eat a fruit. I could be a fruit basket champion.
Drop.
Yes, that. Oh. Rava is no longer the chacham. He is now the fruit basket champion.
Well, he could be the chacham of fruit basket eating. Rob is going to join the league where they actually eat the basket, too. He's going to be a fruit basket eater. Not a fruit eater from fruit basket. By the way, it's MLE. Major League Eating is the name of the league.
That's a way better. Yeah.
And they have a little like a logo, like the red, white, and blue baseball guy batting, but it's a guy with a fork.
Nice. Meanwhile, I've never seen anybody use a fork in one of these contests.
Yeah, maybe other things that they eat require forks. They have salad eating,
the tamale
stuff,
eating.
They have all different stuff.
Anything.
So Eater X was on the show that I work at.
Did he have his face paint on?
Why is he Eater X? Does he have an X
name? It's his gimmick.
Face?
He's like
gimmick?
Ultimate
That's
Warrior.
That's his name.
He's a luchador.
Yeah.
But like, he puts an X on his face? Or what?
No,
he
it's like
face
Ultimate
paint.
Warrior face paint with X's inside.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I see it. Okay.
Everybody has a silly gimmick.
Right.
But it's like, he must have been young. So, I don't know, in his mid-20s or something.
You know what was funny? I was watching this thing and... they open the show and they have a 2-minute clip of the women eating. Mm-hmm. So they show the women.
Little Chinese women.
Yeah, they're all little skinny women. But then they go into 40 minutes of introductions. Mm-hmm. They couldn't show more of the women. It was a 2-minute clip.
Now what? Are, what
to make it an
that's
equal
undignified.
Opportunity.
What were you gonna say?
Why separate the men from the women?
I agree with that.
Is it separate?
Yes.
Yeah, it didn't used to be, but now it is.
Because the women were losing.
An extra contest.
So how come we only know about Joey Chestnut, who's the...
Because he wins every year.
The woman champion.
Sonia Thomas. Why do I know these things?
You just watched it.
That, and also it's weird because she's this little Asian woman with a very thick accent, but her name is Sonia Thomas.
Noah, the chat wants to know, would you fuck Eater X, by the way?
Mm. No.
No, she wouldn't.
Would you let Eater X eater you?
No.
What if it was a vagina-eating competition? Would you let Eater X...
I would let my boyfriend do that, not Eater X.
You think he would
That's
compete?
That's not a competition if it's only one guy.
Yeah. What? They all have to have... Listen, it has to
be...
A,
it could be me against, another couple or
two. No.
What would the contest be?
It has to be a level playing field. Everyone has to eat the same vagina. Otherwise, it's not fair. What if
I'm not a part of this.
Hold on, but what would it... Would it be, how many licks per minute? How... the pressure?
How fast you make this person orgasm, I guess.
Oh, so it would have to be
there would be a
squirt
bucket next to it. A certain level.
And then they could have a competitive drinking competition, and they drink all the squirt. Afterwards,
how do we go from eating competition to squirting competition?
As a matter of fact,
how do we not?
That's how they make squirt cola, by the way.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that. So, what were you going to say about Eater X?
Oh yeah. So anyway, so Eater, he was wearing khakis and a button-up shirt, and but he had his face painted, and he was this very gentle man. Uh-huh. And I was looking up his bio and stuff to have prep for the host. And a part of his bio is Eater X lives in New York City. He works at a pizza store and is currently single. Mm. It was the saddest thing.
Ladies.
So then anyway, so I was walking him out and he was like, oh, those guys are also in the hot dog eating contest this weekend. I'm like, oh, really? And it was these two big dudes talking to Richard Christie in the lobby. And I felt so bad for him because he had to walk by them.
And he but he probably did better in the contest than they did. He's more famous.
But,
yeah, what's the name of the two guys in the hallway?
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't know.
Exactly, yeah.
But it was so, I don't know, it was just kind of sad because he was just leaving the building with his face paint and he was going out into
the
real world.
The face painting thing is sort of pathetic, I agree.
But let me get this straight.
I'd rather
You're saying
him.
A competitive eater is sad?
Yeah, can't believe that.
What?
Sorry,
also, I'd rather be hanging out at Sirius with Noah than with Richard Christie, so I think he's doing fine.
He won.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
That's only because Noah's on a lesser show that could get Eater X, and Richard Christie's on Howard Stern.
Yeah, I suppose. But doesn't
I'm
those
sure
guys
that,
were.
I'm sure that Howard, that Richard was probably asked to eat one of those guys' apples or something.
You think?
He was going to eat a fetus.
What?
Oh, yeah.
A human fetus?
They make him just eat stuff.
A human fetus or?
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I think Will Murray's wife was going to give birth, and they were talking about Richard
having... Oh, so the placenta, not the...
Oh,
oh, the placenta.
Yeah. No, they were going to give up their baby in order to...
She had a miscarriage, and she caught the clot as it fell out.
No, it was going to be a fried... It was going to be fried placenta.
Oh, fried placenta.
People eat that, whatever. That's not such a big deal. Eating a fetus would be a big fuck.
She volunteered her baby for a bit.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to get an abortion. Richard, do you want to just eat it?
Yeah.
Do you want
I'm sure.
To have
I'm
it come
sure.
To go to it.
Someone who is a rabid fan of Howard Stern's show would donate their fetus.
I agree.
For that purpose.
Maybe if they were having an abortion anyway.
Oh, yeah,
they
there
probably
you go.
Should.
Why? Really? I listen to Howard Stern.
Yeah, but you're not pregnant.
I shouldn't reproduce? Is there anything?
No, you shouldn't get pregnant.
Oh, okay. I won't.
I don't think he can.
Good.
You don't think I can? You're not sure?
Do it, Jared. Sure.
Challenge accepted.
Rob.
Oh, hey, you're pregnant, Darren.
Live cast, baby.
Wait, you wanted to be Rob's baby, Darren? You didn't even ask.
Yeah, really?
Darren
don't
wants.
I get to pick my partner?
No, we decide.
All right. Who do you want to be Darren's baby daddy? 646-929-1357.
You'll finally get on Maury.
What
Rob
a twisted show.
Really.
Rob is the mother and the father.
Oh.
Campion is starting a baby robot.
It doesn't rhyme, though.
Baba Raba? No, that's my grandma.
Raba Bowie.
I was listening to Sirius, actually. This is not a library.
Wow,
this isn't even a
we
paid...
have been promoting SiriusXM satellite radio.
See, I'm just saying
so
Sirius.
No one cares about XM. What the fuck is XM?
But
what
it's,
is XM
it's the same
anyway?
Company.
No, the name of the company is SiriusXM.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's Sirius. Everyone knows it's Sirius. XM failed and got absorbed into Sirius.
Well, they were both.
They both failed. Yeah, like
right. Okay.
They realized like, hey, why are we competing with each other? There's only one. Only so much market for this.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, on their sex channel, they have a show called YouPorn with Christy Canyon and Ginger Lynn.
How are they allowed to use that name YouPorn if it's a website?
280. Yeah. It's two words though. It's you. I don't know. What am I?
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it used to be called something else, I think, and they recently changed it. But
Spice. Was it Spice Radio?
Yeah. Some, I don't know.
Is this based in L.A. or is this in the New York?
It's based in L.A., which is like I wish it was based in New York, so I could like. Well, actually, I don't because the things they talk about. It's the nastiest show. It's just a sex show, mm-hmm. And since it's satellite radio, you know, there's no limit to what you could talk about, and. Like, just their voices, if you didn't know who these women were, they just sound like two middle-aged wives, you know, like housewives. Like, oh, that was so pleasant, you know. And then I got the something-something vibrator, and, you know, you just stick it in there, and it feels great. And then they talk about doing demonstrations of vibrators and stuff in the studio. And all I can think about is, like, I really hope that they're the only ones
yeah.
They use this particular studio because how gross would that be?
No, Ellis uses that studio.
Oh,
why
is
everyone
that gross?
Uses that studio.
Christy fucking Canyon, have some respect.
Yeah, but her fucking ass drool all over the seat, though.
I don't want Hall of Famers.
45.
Both of them. Hall
Rob,
of Famers.
You must have used that studio before.
No, I've never recorded in the L.A. studio.
Oh, it's in L.A. Huh?
Yeah.
Jared, wouldn't you want to sit in a Marilyn Chambers enema? Come on.
No. Imagine Chris Russo walks in there. I told them, no, don't put the ass drool on the seat, Mikey. It's disgusting.
No,
It's a joke.
It's honestly the it's made for SiriusXM, this show, because it's like you cannot hear this anywhere else.
Yeah.
And it, like, I don't know. I get the gagging reflex at least once every 3 minutes. With
Jose brings one kind of taco, and these ladies bring a different kind of taco. Sirius has both coasts covered with taco.
Coast to coast tacos.
That should be the new slogan.
Sid, you had a Choco Taco before.
Yes, I did. It was delicious. Love me some Choco Taco. It's the perfect combination of things that everyone loves.
I don't like the chocolate that they use because it's the Klondike chocolate, and I hate that. I hate
fuck
the chocolate.
You.
Yeah, it ruins it for me. But I agree, the form of it is brilliant. The
chocolate is fine.
It's not.
No, it's
just
not.
It's not good.
Chocolate elitist.
It's gross. I am definitely a chocolate.
My favorite ice cream in the world that I could just eat an entire box of is the Häagen-Dazs coffee bars.
I like the Häagen-Dazs milk chocolate almond ones.
Yeah,
I like the coffee ones definitely.
Milk chocolate almond.
But I prefer the
coffee
ice cream.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, I like coffee.
You don't
ice
like
cream.
Coffee, but it's like very subtle. It's not hard.
It's yeah, it's like vanilla. It's like a mild chocolate.
I'll just have vanilla. I'm good. Thanks, though.
You would have vanilla.
I would.
So this is very vanilla kind.
Stick with
guy.
The original. They've never. It's never been topped.
I gotta read a comment from the chat from El Duderino. Cousin Brucey here, and there's squirt stains all over the studio. CBS FM!
My show actually uses Cousin Brucey's studio.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst, because...
It's the worst.
Hey, studio. Just sat in Noah's vagina juice, everybody.
Oh.
CBS FM!
First of all, like, all the chairs at Sirius have some weird, like, white stain on them. Like, you cannot find a chair that doesn't.
Basically, every chair at Sirius has been on Radio Sex. And
yeah,
just
exactly.
Rotated.
So now they bought
to New York.
They bought these new chairs that don't really have a cushion. It's just kind of like a net that you're sitting on, so that it like it can't absorb whatever that white stuff
it just
is.
Drifts to the floor now.
Yeah, exactly, onto the rug.
Looks like someone got enema stains on my framed picture of Tommy James and the Shondells.
Wow.
CBS FM, baby.
It's funny that you would say that because Cousin Brucey's studio, all the glass walls are covered in. Pictures of Cousin Brucey with like these old
with famous celebrities
died 15 years
from
ago,
the
yeah.
60s and the photo taken in the 60s.
Yeah.
Like there is not one
it's
modern.
It's a hall of fame of who gives a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a
exactly.
Cobwebs on everything.
Like you barely recognize anybody
yeah.
on the wall.
Except for Cousin Brucey.
And it's so.
And he's got these like weird suits. Like he's got like one like leopard suit and like
oh,
his hair. You can is like changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From like a Link. Dead Bald cat spot. To like a dead skunk. You know?
It's so gaudy and it's so out of place because like you know
so
there's
annoying.
Dedicated studios for a bunch of shows like the NFL one will just have like a football player like Big Head or Fat Head or whatever those are called and that's it or like just a logo.
Yeah.
His is the only one that wall to wall has photos of
and
himself.
And not only
you
that.
Put it somewhere.
And okay, so his studio is like a really awkward shape. So when you
right.
walk in,
like
there,
him.
Exactly. There's the console and there's the mic where the host sits. And, like, in order to go to the guest chair, you kind of have to walk in between the wall and the console and get to that middle chair. But attached to the wall is this huge, obnoxious Cousin Brucey sign that lights up. And it's,
I'm on air, baby.
Yeah, and it just, like, it just gets in the way of the entrance. So, like, we've had A-list people, like, smash their head into it. And the
give
one time...
A-listers. Who are the
Eminem.
I don't remember
Rob
who hit himself. Rob would hit his head because he's...
I've been in that studio. I'm aware of the sign.
So we tried to move it, and then like the next day there was a very passive-aggressive note from management.
Sure.
Do not move Cousin Brucey's sign.
Wow.
Respect for the legend.
I know, and I've written like a letter saying, you know, this is ridiculous because how do I deal with someone hitting themselves on that sign?
You got to work around my sign, baby.
You need someone to sue.
Yeah, so Cousin no. Brucey does not want that sign removed.
Do not move Cousin Brucey's sign.
And it's not
and
even on.
And he's only there like twice a
I'm
week.
I'm assuming that
yeah.
he's got that studio packed with the shit because that way the wife can't get it in the divorce.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she would
not
want
the pictures, baby.
Cousin Brucey's sign.
On air here at SiriusXM, this is the Cousin Brucey show, baby, and I just want to use this opportunity to say, people keep moving my sign around, baby, and I can't stand it. Write to SiriusXFM and have all these people... Fired for Cousin Brucey, baby.
You might be asking yourself, why is Cousin Brucey not his sharp witty self today?
Well, I'm thrown off by people moving my sign around. That's like my picture. That's like my picture of Dorian Gray, baby. That sign gets older, and I just keep on going. CBS FM.
But Cousin Brucey is a very nice old man.
If you move it, it loses all the voodoo magic, baby.
I'm sure. Just
sorry,
to Sam. Reiterate. To everyone listening, like I'm sure 97% of our audience has no idea.
It doesn't matter though. As long as you've ever heard an old, like old time crappy
radio.
DJ,
yeah,
you, they're all exactly the same. Cousin Brucey's just the New York one.
It's also shocking to me, like how he's a staple of the SiriusXM marketing.
Yeah. SiriusXM.
Because like there's like he's in the lobby, like it's like Howard Stern, Martha Stewart,
yeah. Cousin
Sway.
Not Martha
Cousin
anymore.
Oh, not Martha.
Actually, no, she does have a show on Starz.
Paula Deen?
No.
No, I don't think she's on Starz
yet.
Or
yeah, exactly.
But
yet.
Also, it's great. Like when you go in the bathroom, when you use the bathrooms at Sirius, they have a random channel. On, and it's always like, you know, like a lighter. It's never like a deep station, like a metal channel. But so then, like, whenever Cousin Brucey's on, like, for me,
while
it's,
you're peeing,
I'm like, first of all, I'm freaked out that I'm listening to Cousin Brucey while
I can, I can see a dingus, baby. Look up here. Look at the speaker.
And also just his style, like, it's just, it's exactly the way you do it.
Yeah.
It's just mine, like, he's not even aware of, like, yeah. How hack it is.
I grew up listening to, oh, not just him, but all those, you know, New York guys in the 80s when I was a little kid, so it's, like, ingrained in my brain how they're all cliche and formula like that.
Yeah.
CBS FM, baby. It's a scorcher here in New York City today. Shit, New York City. With that shit all the time. 72 degrees in New York City.
Do you think that in like 10 years there's still going to be that guy on the radio, or do you think that it'll kind of like
that's
fade
hard
away?
I mean, it's changing so dynamically. Yeah, you know? It's like it's hard to say. Maybe
Sway is going to be in that spot. Sway is going to be the Cousin Brucey of like 20 years from now.
This is Sway, baby, with my big stupid hat on my head, that big schmutter that I wear.
The only DJ is going to be Ryan Seacrest.
Oh yeah,
that's basically going to be it.
I don't think. I think it'll be. Yeah, it'll be more along the lines of how Sirius is. You know, just like national and distributed that way.
That's where it's going already.
Yeah. There's no reason to have a localized station. You know?
Even on the local stations, they'll have like a syndicated national show, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
there's no reason for it. It was limited to that before because it was over the air and it can only travel so far. So now we don't need it really.
Mm. And it's also cheaper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it's easier at the station. You just put in a CD and play the show.
Oh, yeah, less people to hire, less jobs.
Less talent.
Less jabs.
Well, there wasn't that much talent to begin with, so I don't know that less talent really.
Right. Less body.
Quote, instead unquote,
of,
talent.
Instead of Gainesville having its own wacky morning zoo, we'll just have the shitty wacky morning zoo that LA has. It's fine.
They were always all the same anyway.
We'll break in with the traffic report. You'll get your news.
You'll just get, like the only person hired locally is the traffic guy.
Yeah.
Or it's like Chuck Blandington doing the traffic.
Yeah, basically.
The fucking 45-year-old guy playing a Justin Bieber parody. Yeah. Hey, we got the new Justin Bieber parody coming up in the top of the hour.
Well, yeah, in 10 years, still be on. Campion asks, will metal injection still be going on in 20 years?
Rob?
I don't know whoever buys metal injection if they decide to keep it going for 20 years.
So you think you're going to sell metal?
Well, he said metal is worthless earlier, so clearly he's looking to get out of
the game.
No, he
said it's not worth more than hot dogs. True. Still have some type of
value. Well, I don't know. I don't know if...
tofu dog?
I don't know. Maybe. We could maybe do it in 20 years.
Would we still be doing the live cast and we're in...
Oh, no. We'd be dead.
In 20 years?
Sure.
I don't want to be dead in 20 years.
What the fuck?
Well, I'll be 60.
I'm just saying, like, it'll be some crazy accident we all get into together. You'll while recording the show.
This will be, if we're still all doing this in 20 years, it's going to be such a pathetic fucking show.
I know.
We're going to be Cousin Brucey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
This 3D and Rob has Bonnie here.
How was your week, Rob? Oh, my knee hurts.
Ay, ay, ay.
Great. All right. Noah, yeah, my back.
You see these kids today with these websites of theirs?
My son never calls me. This fucking sucks. Give the number out. Maybe my son's listening.
Super Nintendo said, Sid, you're going to have driven us all to suicide by then.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, that would actually be cool. Yeah. That'd be a cool way to go.
Like, everyone will know the podcast if we're the first podcast to have like a mass suicide.
Yep, that's true.
Of the listeners, not of the hosts.
Oh.
We'll just start fresh. We'll pick a new genre of music to exploit.
Maybe we'll switch it up to hip-hop injection.
Sure.
By that point.
I suggested doing that for like an April Fool's gag, but you never did.
Well, now you've ruined
Spoiler
it.
Spoiler alert.
Well, no one will remember it by 9 months.
People remember stuff like really.
That's
like,
true.
Mario listens since episode zero. Darren.
I didn't mean for the live cast. I meant for the website.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a lot of work.
Isn't it just post up like some pictures of Kanye and Jay-Z, some fake articles or fake headlines?
You should get the hip hop injection domain name right now and have it redirect to that.
Let's see if that.
Have you ever checked other like polka injection or anything?
You could get all the genres.
When we were still doing TV shows of metal injection, I was saying we should do a polka injection episode.
Are there even like how many polka bands are there?
There's Fintral.
A lot, probably. I don't mean metal bands. I mean actual polka.
Oh.
Oh, someone's asking in the chat if we saw the video for Super Collider. Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't.
And Rob loved it. I thought it was
I wouldn't say I loved it. I want to say, like, oh, it's not just them in, like, a warehouse performing.
Right.
Like, there's this. I was impressed that they actually made a music video, like, in the traditional sense. Because I just have low standards for music.
Making a music video costs money. So
yeah, no. No, I totally understand why people don't invest too much in music videos, but it's like in metal especially, I feel it's so rare to see a music video that isn't just a performance video. That,
right, because Dave has $1 trillion and he's sitting around.
Well, he has Universal, just giving him a blank check for...
What's the concept?
It's like there's these two kids in high school and they're like sort of dating, I guess, and Dave Mustaine is the guy's father, or the girl's father, and doesn't want them dating, and I guess Dave Ellison's like a chemistry teacher or something.
Yeah, all the members of the band, like are a character.
Are back in high school.
No, they're not in high school. They're all like the janitor or
employees of high school.
Yeah. Dave Mustaine's the girl's father.
Yeah, why don't we just get Dave Mustaine to here? They did like a behind the scenes video where he talks about the video.
Of course they did.
This is such a great video.
It has nothing to do with the song.
Choose it, that I think it kind of shows itself.
Oh.
You know, when you do a single per album and it's a radio track, you go with something that's kind of a representation of the album as a whole. You know, you don't want to have your heaviest song be your first song you go to radio with, and people would drive off the freeway. You know, we picked Super Collider because it's melodic, it's heavy, it's upbeat, it's uplifting, the lyrics are positive.
Terrible.
I think that it's a song that people don't expect from us.
So the world explodes. That's uplifting.
It's pretty simple. It's boy meets girl. They're destined to meet somehow, but they're not your average students. They're kind of, you know, off the beaten path, not very popular. They're into science, which, you know, the greatest minds of the universe have brought us to where we're at right now with the technology that we're all using right now. That's part of the reason why the record's called Super Collider, because I love the technology of that beast over there, the Super Collider itself. The song kind of is not really connected to the Super Collider itself, except for the metaphor of, like, having an episode where climactic and it's sort of an explosion of sorts, which is like
turn them off, man. Just shut up.
Awful.
There's a good point in the chat here from Super. He says Dave Ellison's actually doing what he would be doing if he wasn't in Megadeth, being a laughing stock of a teacher in some shithole high school. Very true.
Who does answering machine messages on the side?
I think the point of that song, though, is like anti technology, isn't it? Because he's like against the Super Collider because he's a Christian.
No, he's for it.
How? But isn't it? He went on some rant saying
Christian
that
to like technology.
No, not just technology. Specifically, that like they feel like if they discover the Higgs boson that it's gonna like disprove God in a way.
Isn't that the original guitarist for Megadeth?
Higgs boson. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Eddie Higgs boson. No. Original singer of Armored Saint? No.
Yeah.
Well, he contradicted himself then, because I remember him talking about how that was a horrible thing
mm-hmm.
when they were first doing press for this album.
Of course
he would contradict himself. Is that a surprise to you?
I always speak the truth.
In the right situation.
Yeah, yes. Whatever the truth is that
whatever moment. The truth is at that time, that's what I say. So there.
All right, thanks, Dave. I think this brings up a good point. We should take a music break.
Mm-hmm. Only Megadeth.
And let's start with some Super Collider. Let's play some good old school Overkill.
And when we come back, we have to talk about the funny comments on our YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's going to be great. Come back. We'll be right back.
were listening to the Metal Injection live cast. Did that song sound great? Oh, I'm sorry. I had my script wrong. I meant to say, that song didn't sound great. Here's another. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. Do you hear that sound? It sounds like Sid forcing out half a turd while this next song plays. Enjoy that image.
Now.
only a few more songs until the second hour of the Metal Injection live cast. So you still have a few minutes to finish up that Match.com profile and maybe lose your virginity finally. Make it happen, loser. Those were some profound lyrics, right? Oh, please. You don't have a clue what that guy was saying either. That's why Rob likes this stuff. He doesn't have to focus on the words and can spend his time buying bulk potato chips on the internet. Here's another song on the Metal Injection live cast.
Oh,
We now return to the Metal Injection live cast. Unless Rob spilled his fun water on the soundboard. In which case, we now return to Sid rolling his eyes at Rob.
Oh, no. Thankfully, I left the bong at home.
Sid, have you rolled your eyes at any point during the music break? Because it's something that Rob did?
Not today, no.
Excellent.
Good job, Rob.
Thank you.
Very good songs on there.
Speaking of the music break, let's go through it. We start out with Overkill, with I Hate Overkill, a fantastic thrash band that everybody should get into.
You just said you hate them.
No, their song was called I Hate.
Oh. Because you said it very, like, in rapid succession, I Hate Overkill.
What are you, the program director?
Here's Overkill with I Hate, I said. So Overkill.
No, play it back. You said I Hate Overkill.
I Hate Overkill. What?
No, but you actually...
How did you edit that? Then we played, tying in the themes of the first hour, I played a little Megadeth covering Black Sabbath,
which is
Paranoid.
Black Sabbath tribute album, which is almost 20 years old.
Yes, it came out in 94, Nativity in Black. Fantastic tribute album.
Very good album.
Lots of great, great covers. Yeah. I really want to hear, I don't think I've heard the full album. I think I just listened to tracks. I want to hear that Ugly Kid Joe.
Yeah, right now, go on YouTube.
Cover. We were going through that album during the break. We were looking at the tracks on it, and which I forgot. There's an Ozzy appearance on his own tribute album.
Yeah,
which is really douchey.
He gets double the money that way, probably.
But other than that, it's a great
because he gets
album.
For the songwriting.
Yeah,
and then he gets for performance as well.
Yeah,
it's a way for me to make money.
Yeah.
Well, let's be fair. Ozzy doesn't care about or think about money at all.
Sure.
Yeah.
It paid for Jack's bar mitzvah.
It paid for Jack's bar mitzvah. He looks like a Jew, Jack.
Yeah.
The rest of them don't.
Sharon Osbourne's half Jewish.
Yeah.
Oh, is she
half or is she full Jewish?
I think she's half Jewish. I think her dad was Jewish.
Okay.
And she's not Jewish.
Yeah, she's not a real Jew.
If you're an elitist.
She has the blood in her, the cheap jeans. She just buys jeans from, Marshalls.
Yeah.
She likes really
mom jeans.
Yeah.
Worth $9 trillion, she's buying mom jeans.
Okay. I found the... let me finish the song list. So after that was the Human Abstract with Digital Veil, then Old Man Gloom, Sleeping with Snakes, and we wrapped it up with a little Tasmanian melodic death metal from Psycroptic with Carriers of the Plague.
I just emptied some plague into this room, by the way.
No. Oh,
what
no.
What does that mean?
That means I farted. But I was really a near short just now.
Oh, no.
Oh,
dude,
no.
We need
to take another break. No. I retracted it. But it was a near Roker incident.
I feel like that you can't really... Like, if they're going to short, there's no way of retracting it.
No, it wasn't out. It was never out. I can tell. My butthole. I'm very in sync with my butthole.
Speaking of sharts, I don't know if I mentioned this, but previously, but when I went on that trip to Pittsburgh, we passed through a town in Pennsylvania called Shartlesville.
I passed that.
Yeah,
yes, it's like there's a sign on the. I tried to get it with my phone. There's a sign on the front of a tunnel, and there's nowhere to pull over. I wanted to stop and get it, so we got to get it on the way back, and there was no sign the other way.
All right. Shartlesville is a census-designated place in Upper Bern Township, Berks County, Pennsylvania.
If we have anyone who lives in Shartlesville...
Well, I don't know if we would, because as of the 2010 census, Noah, the population was 455 residents.
It's probably all like Amish or Mennonite or something.
Yeah.
They don't even get the joke.
I love that this is in their Wikipedia. It is home to the Shartlesville Hotel, which suffered major roof damage in February 2009 during a windstorm, which also knocked down a billboard in Reading and blew off roof tiles off the pagoda in eastern Reading. Why is this in the Wikipedia?
By windstorm, they mean it was windy one day.
Yeah.
We should have a telethon for Shartlesville.
God doesn't shart. That was a full-on crapping.
Hold on. The community is also home of Roadside America, a large community of miniature trains and villages located off Interstate 78 that is open to the public.
You know what's the weirdest thing? And the list of famous residents, Noah's on there.
Porn star Noah Avior.
Oh my gosh.
Make it happen, Rob.
No, do not make it happen.
I am not going to.
You know what? After, like, I bet it's already on there.
It's already on there.
It's already a thing. Thanks to whoever put it on there.
Charlottesville. Great time. Maybe we should do a live remote from there.
Charlottesville.
That would be the most interesting thing that has happened in Charlottesville.
The whole town will show up.
The whole town will shart.
Like, what? What did we agree to?
Well, if they're Amish, then they probably don't have electricity, so there's no Wi-Fi.
Broadcast. Gotta get one of those Wi-Fi, like, mobile.
And the hotel's probably closed, so where are we going to
stay? Oh, yeah, we're going to stay in another town.
We're going to have to stay in a suburb of Charlottesville.
Poopsburg.
All right, here's the Ugly Kid Joe Black Sabbath cover.
Speaking of sharks.
This is Nativity in Black.
You know where the name Ugly Kid Joe came from?
No.
It was supposed to be a pun on Pretty Boy Floyd. I know, I know. That's how stupid it is.
I only know the Cat from the Cradle song. Very
bad.
Is that even an original?
No, it's a cover.
Yeah, so I only know his covers.
I Hate Everything About You.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a big hit.
You gotta play that after this.
Okay, yeah, just for now. This is basically a by-the-numbers cover.
And now he sings for Life of Agony, this guy, right?
Is that
did he
really
for a
true?
While? I think so, yeah.
I don't know.
This is terrible.
He took over for Keith Caputo.
Her name is Nina now.
Well, when he took over, it was
okay.
This guy's got, like, some super waspy name. I forget what it is, but he's got, like, a waspy, annoying, like, Conrad Bain-sounding name.
Logan Dilsred.
Basically.
Whitfield Crane.
There you go.
Yeah. Whitfield.
You should not be allowed to be the singer.
It just,
rock
yeah.
Then there's a band called Bullring Brummies.
That's got to be like somebody's side project or something. I don't think that's like
Let's
an actual
see.
Band. Unless you're talking about Crash Test Brummies.
Oh, okay. That's Bill Ward, Geezer Butler, and... Rob Halford.
So they're also on their own.
Yeah.
Everybody's cashing in. Was this them?
Oh, and Wino from St. Vitus.
How do you tribute your own? That's like liking your own status on Facebook. How do you tribute your own shit?
Well, Rob, does Metal Injection like its own page?
What? No, I like Metal Injection.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he likes it.
But I feel like, well, maybe the way they look at it is like a reinterpretation of the song. I mean, it doesn't sound like the original.
It's a tribute. Come on. Yeah. Don't tribute your own self. Yeah. Douchey.
Well, let's hear the vocal this time. There's no vocals for like 7 minutes.
I feel like we're prejudicing this by putting like the only two shitty songs.
Yeah, no, we should play some of the good ones. Definitely.
Like, the Rob Zombie one is good. A White Zombie, I guess.
Well, the Sepultura's Symptom of the Universe stands out as
that's really
like good. The most awesome cover. They just made it a Sepultura song.
Yeah.
Well, that's
what
I prefer.
Supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're going to cover something exactly the way it was originally done, then what's the point?
Yeah.
I can just listen to the original.
The worst example I ever heard of that is the fucking Anthrax cover Looking Down the Barrel of a Gun. You ever hear that?
I don't think so.
They just rap it exactly the same with the same inflections as the fucking Beastie Boys. Okay. Terrible.
Oh,
thank you.
Now.
Wait. The Mystic yes. Here. Symptom of the Universe.
I love it. It's awesome. Alright, then the White Zombie Children of the Grave cover.
What did the other people from White Zombie end up doing when Rob told them to fuck off?
One of them died.
Really?
Well, one of the members of the band. Like, for a drummer.
You make it sound like they're related. Like, you told them to fuck off and then he died.
There was, like, a girl in the band.
Yeah.
Like, what does she
Sean.
Do now?
Her name is Sean.
What's she do now?
Let's see.
Is she on the Trucker Channel in Syria?
I wish.
Yusuf joined the surf rock band The Famous Monsters and started playing bass for horror-themed New Orleans-based band Rock City Morgue.
That's the chick in the band?
And the bassist? Was she the bassist? Yes.
Yeah.
There was a chick.
Wait, what was her name?
Her name was... hold on. Oh, no. Sean Yusuf. That's the guy.
No, the girl.
What was the girl? What was
her
first
name?
Her name
was Sean.
Oh, her name was Sean?
Yeah.
Yes.
What? That was my side project. Yeah! Girl! I dig it. I'm sorry. I'm a big white zombie fan.
Gimmicky.
It is a little gimmicky. It works for me.
The chat is liking the Ministry cover of Supernaut under the name 1000 Homo DJs.
Ministry very underrated.
I agree.
What's your favorite Ministry record?
Not Psalm 69. With the
that one.
What's the one with Stigmata on it? That one.
I don't know the name of that.
Psalm 69 is the one with New World Order on it.
Yeah,
right?
New one. With George Bush saying New World Order.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the one before that. God damn it. I'm embarrassed, but I don't know the name of it.
This is an example of making a song your own song. Yeah.
The Land of Rape and Honey.
There we go. That's such an awesome name.
Group out on.
Wow, yeah. Totally just, it's a Ministry track.
And that Megadeth song is really good, too. They made that into a Megadeth song.
Well, I feel like when Dave Mustaine is singing, like, it's such a distinctive voice.
Right, but the orchestration is different, just like Megadeth-esque.
Yeah. They really don't do this enough anymore, I feel like. Tribute albums?
Does bands that matter?
Yeah.
Maybe because there's not as many bands that matter.
Yeah. Let's take an old one. You can redo that anyway.
Yeah. Iron Maiden cover. Yeah.
No, I don't mean paying tribute to bands that matter.
Yeah,
I mean,
just the cover.
There's not enough bands that matter to fill a tribute record. So.
Well, who the fuck, I mean, half these bands don't remember now.
What about half?
A few.
Yeah.
Bullring Brummies.
But there's always filler, there's always, like, the record labels, like, oh, this new band was trying to promote, put them on.
Yeah, and they're horrible.
Or, like, if you want this huge band on this tribute, you need to also take this band. That definitely happens on these compilations.
Yeah. Yeah, so definitely check out the album Nativity in Black. It's on Spotify.
Isn't there a more recent Sabbath tribute album also?
They did like a
There's
bunch
like
of these.
Converge on it and shit.
Oh, really?
What? I don't know about that.
Am I crazy?
What song did Converge do?
I don't remember, but I feel like there was something like that. Like, in the early...
Wow. Converge is Snowblind?
Yeah, what's
Let's
the name
hear
of
that.
The album?
We'll converge for you on CBS FM. Hey, look at this. Reclaimer. Covers. How the fuck do they work? An ICP tribute album.
I think it was the... Oh, it's a live track?
It's on an album?
Yeah.
Well, they're just playing this live after they covered
it. I guess maybe it was Nativity in Black 2, actually.
Okay.
Are you sure they're not just playing this live?
Oh, it's
after
a sample, yeah. And now they're playing the song. Okay. No, they're not on Nativity in Black 2.
Oh, no. I'm wrong. The Megadeth and Static X and...
Yeah. Oh, my... Oh, now... Oh, yeah, we definitely have to...
And System of a Down.
Oh, System of a Down's cover of Snowblind is really good.
Pantera. Ozzy was fine this time. Slayer, Soulfly, Head King, Monster Magnet, and Busta Rhymes.
Well, the Busta Rhymes song is just the one where he samples Ozzy. It's not a cover. So, okay, this is good. They make this a Converge song.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I like this. Thrash it.
And also, it's like the source material is so strong too that it's like it's I don't want to say it's easy to, but like you definitely work with it. All right, let's hear some of Nativity in Black 2. Let's do Static X. So we'll start with
I
the worst one.
Picture his face and his stupid hair whenever they say the name
Wayne Static
Bernie. We got that a friend that looks just like Wayne.
Well, to their credit, it sounds like a Static X song.
Yeah,
this is like the one thing they know how to play.
But that's only the half of the equation. It also has to be good.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, to their credit, it sounds like a Static X song. To their discredit, Static X songs sound like Static X songs.
Very true.
I want to hear the vocal.
I should have told you what the vocal sound like. I can't even tell what song this is. What is it?
Behind the Wall of Sheep.
Oh.
Ugh. Terrible.
Turn all right,
let's have your head PE with Sabra Cadabra.
Oh, that's one of my favorite Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Didn't Metallica cover this also?
No, I don't know.
Definitely. I'm pretty sure it was on that Garage album.
Come on, yeah.
I like this.
Yeah.
Every night and day. I'm never gonna leave, I'm never going away. I need someone to love me. Can't lie, I actually like this. Yes, they did. Metallica did come to this.
I'll give it up.
So the Converge Black Sabbath covers on a 6-volume vinyl compilation called In These Black Days. It was put out in 98 by Hydra Head. And it features I Hate God, Anal Cunt doing multiple Sabbath covers.
What?
Of Killing Yourself to Live, It's Alright, Sabra Cadabra, Blow on a Jug. And Brutal Truth, Converge, Today is the Day, Coalesce. Cavity, Cable, Jesuit, Overcast, Botch, Cave-In, Neurosis, and Soylent Green.
That's a lot of bands.
Wow. Oh, so I Hate God and Anal Cunt actually also released a split 7-inch.
Oh, okay.
Of Sabbath covers. So it's probably just like compiled every Sabbath cover in existence. All right, so let's hear the Anal Cut. Anal Cut? The Anal Cut from Anal Cunt.
Do Killing Yourself to Live, because it's...
It's an anal back to black cunt block. Cunt block. So he renamed it Geezer Butler as an old faggot piece of shit.
And he actually played this song.
Bullring Brummies between Seth Putnam. What did you expect?
Yeah,
it's like they arrested him.
Yeah, I don't know what I thought would be in here.
That dove.
And they're like, oh, I don't know what I
All right, enough.
Okay, we got it.
Cunt this off.
Good stuff.
And then
that Converge cover was really good, though, too.
Yeah.
Well, there was Anthrax that did Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, also.
Oh, wait. I wanted to hear Metallica's Sabbath.
Oh. Yeah.
Isn't that on Garage?
Yeah, that was good from what I remember. I haven't heard that in a while, though. They're good at covers. That's really all they should do, really.
They should have stopped being a band after they put out Garage Anthrax.
Oh, a tour. They could tour.
Yeah, but no more new music. That
I
was...
agree. Although Death Magnetic was a good album, it just doesn't need it. Like,
we just don't need it.
Yeah, you just don't need it.
There's no point to it. It's not like progressive. It's not like reinventing themselves or anything.
Yeah.
It's like a bad imitation of their old
No,
stuff.
What it is just product for them to sell.
Sure.
I listened to it once and then, like, never again.
I like Load. That was the
didn't
last
you come
album.
Over? Didn't we like all have a listening party?
Yeah.
For that one?
Yeah.
No, it didn't. Though
no,
you weren't.
I wasn't.
I wasn't in the room. I was in my room with the door closed while you guys goofed on it.
It's me, you, and Alan. No, I enjoyed it though. Honestly, they goofed on a couple of them. Unforgiven 3. Oh, Jay's hitting those high notes.
Yeah!
This is what, 15 years ago?
This like is 99, I want to say.
Yeah, more or less.
98. Yeah. I love it. The more James Isms there are on an album, the better.
Yeah.
Which, another reason that St. Anger sucks is there's far less James Isms on it than any other album. It's like he was consciously trying not to be himself, you know? Death Magnetic has a ton of them. It's like compensating for it. Like every other line is... There's a consensus in the chat that Death Magnetic is a good album. I agree with that. I think it's a very, very good, catchy, thrashy album. And it's underrated because they're such pricks and dickheads now. But then actually,
I don't think they're pricks.
I think they're past the threshold of now they're underrated because they're so criticized heavily. You know,
I just feel like my Metallica phase has passed.
That's fair to say. I would agree with that, but I still
live. It's still really fun.
Yeah, I still,
yeah. Live is fun. I mean, live is a whole different category.
I respect some things about them and disrespect some things about them a lot.
Fair enough. 562. I believe this is Mario again. Mario.
Yeah, that's me. I'm just kind of listening.
Did you fuck another broad while we were on?
Is that why you're
reporting in from the bed?
How do you feel about Death Magnetic, Mario?
I bought it when it came out. I hadn't really listened to that much Metallica. And I was like, yeah, this is cool, this is alright. Then I heard all their other albums, and I was like, well, this is a pile of shit.
Wait a minute. So Death Magnetic was your first exposure to Metallica?
I wouldn't say it's my first exposure exactly, but before that album came out, I had never really cared to listen to them.
So it was the first full album from Metallica that you heard?
Yeah.
Oof.
Wow.
So if he's 21, I mean, he was born after the Black album came out.
Oof.
Yeah.
Pretty stupid.
Yeah. I was aware of them. Huh?
Right. You were born in the 90s. You're a 90s kind of kid.
Legal to drink. Born in the 90s. Very
yeah, funny. 91.
Well, back in my day.
Yeah, really. Get off my lawn.
Listening to Metallica was a prerequisite for listening to metal. Like, you had to know every single...
Yeah.
Song.
Times change.
Well, I hadn't really been big into metal until like probably a couple of years back. I was into like rap and rock and shit like that. And then I started listening. The first metal band I listened to was actually Opeth.
Oh, that's a good first band. How'd you hear about it?
I was on some website it was music videos, and I was flipping along, and all of a sudden the Grand Congregation or something like that came on. I was like, shit, I fucking love this.
I hear a lot of people say that about Pantera too, that they were the first metal band that came with them, which is good. You know, I feel like they could be like the hardest thing you listen to or the softest thing you listen to, you know,
yeah, definitely,
depending on your tastes.
Mostly for me, I hear people say Deicide.
Yeah.
The first one.
Well, that's the crowd you run with.
Biker dude.
Guys with crosses burning into their fire.
Are you taking notes? Deicide?
Gotta use that joke at the next party.
The thing is, I know so little about Deicide, I didn't even know what that joke meant as I said it. I figured you guys would interpret it.
Come on.
Now.
You were humming Caco Spawn, the Satan demon, on your... when you were walking in the door.
It's the first obscure, like, random metal band that popped into my head that we hadn't already mentioned today. So I was like, all right, Deicide, that's what I'll go with.
All right.
I wonder if they ever played in Nebraska.
Wow,
that is
that's
deep track.
Yeah, that's
a
really old reference. Beautiful.
This is Deicide.
Wow. Sounds great.
They just sound like generic death metal to me.
Can you please just play Tell Your Dick?
Pure death metal?
Yes. I don't know what the label they would be on.
Death metal.
There's no subgenre?
No, they are pure American death metal.
I feel like there's no more such thing as death metal. It has, it's just like rock. There's no such thing as rock.
No,
it has
definitely
to be something.
Like what?
Tell that to Nickelback.
Because you divide death metal up into so many, like, black, you know, whatever.
No, black metal is different than death metal.
Well, how, though? It's like a type
no,
of...
No, black and death metal,
he meant. Black and death metal.
Drink from a different water fountain.
It's all whatever.
I like that guy in the chat that had to change his name.
Oh, God. No. I'm making light of that kind of a thing. I'm not teaming up with it to be a terrible person. Thank you.
What did Mario call us back? Did you figure that out?
I know, he was just listening.
Oh, okay.
I was listening, but I don't mind talking at all.
Oh, thanks. Thank you for doing us a favor.
You can sit in this Sean chair.
Hey, Darren, I have a request from you.
Go ahead.
For you. Can you please talk again about your circumcision? Because I don't think anyone that's recently been hearing the podcast knows about that story.
What if, I feel like that's like belaboring the point.
What
though?
If the next mixtape is 2 hours of circumcision talk
on a loop?
Yeah,
I don't think
we've talked about it enough episodes.
You should make a Darren mixtape. Or make your own mixtape.
What if it's just 2 hours of you freestyling off the top of your head about your circumcision?
I don't think I could
just
fill 2 hours.
Spoken word.
I could. How about a compromise? I'll put that segment when I talked about it on.
There's multiple segments, so I feel like
the original time when I talked about
it. Every other episode.
The original
segment,
yes.
Alright, I'll put that in the next clips show.
Alright, thank you, Darren.
You got it. Can I warn you? Do you mind?
We'll put you on so you can still listen.
How many circumcisions did Darren have?
I don't know, I think it was 3.
Oh,
close enough.
Felt like that. Hi to Darren's foreskin. I threw it in the sea. Like a message in a bottle.
My foreskin is no longer attached to me. That's going to be 10 years soon since I got circumcised.
Wow.
It was
Are you going to get recircumcised for the 10-year anniversary?
I'll be like renewing my vows. Then.
We should have like an anniversary.
February. It's going to be 10 years.
All right. It'll be a whole month.
We'll bring back all the girls you've had sex with since.
No.
Not that many.
Metal Injection
we need
Livecast
to,
salute to Darren's penis.
We need to bring back the rabbi who gave you the circumcision.
Was it a rabbi or was it just a doctor?
It was an Orthodox Jewish doctor.
We'll call him up.
Sure. Okay. I'll see if I can get him on.
That would be amazing.
Sure, we'd like to interview you. What do you remember of Darren's penis?
I'm going to warn you, though. He's very, like, I think he's very no-nonsense. I think he'd blow it off and not do it.
Actually, Darren, I have a question that just came into my head about your circumcision. Did you have to, like, tell them what to do with the foreskin? Like, what,
I never,
what became of it?
Nothing that I know of. I think unless you make a request, they just dump it.
Jerusalem 2 Pizza buys that shit. That's their kosher pepperoni.
Don't tell me that. Just eat there.
Ashes to ashes, you know what I'm saying? Pepperoni.
No one ever approached me and said, what do you want to do with the foreskin?
Pepperoni.
Interesting.
I assume unless you say something, they just dispose of it.
Maybe the hospital donated it to science.
Hmm. Maybe they make yarmulkes out of it. You rub it turns into a hat. Ba-dum-bum.
That joke last week.
Yeah. That's why I said but I'm punch.
Speaking of Orthodox Jewish people, there's this incredible clip of a crew of Hasidic Jews singing the national anthem at a local like
it was a minor league baseball.
A minor league baseball.
It's at a minor league baseball park, but it's a game between the local Orthodox Jewish ambulance service and like the NYPD.
Chatzolah.
Charity. Chatzolah. They have these Jewish ambulances that only respond to Jews, which is funny.
Well, like on Saturdays, I guess, when they're not supposed to call people. People get the exception. Isn't that like the best job to have if you're the Orthodox Jew because you get to drive around and do shit on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Well, like the rules don't apply to you.
So how does that work? Who do you you're not allowed to use the phone, right?
If it's an emergency, there's an exception.
Which is the dumbest thing ever.
It just shows how stupid the rules are.
Yeah, right.
If it's really inconvenient, you can break it. Don't worry.
Just whine loud enough and somebody will hear you. You
fucking If God wanted you not to die, he would have let you not have this accident on Saturday.
Yeah.
He wants you to die. Just stay there and die.
Yeah.
If you believe that shit.
Yeah, don't use the phone. Like, God will save you if he wants you to live.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They should never go to the hospital at all on a Thursday, even. Because if they get sick, I mean, it's God's will.
I mean,
if
God wanted you to use a phone, he'd have made phones.
That's
phones exist? Oh, crap. Then probably you could just use a phone on Saturday, not sweat it. So, yeah. There you go. Even if it's just to order Jerusalem 2 pizza.
Reclaimer wants to know, if there was a foreskin pizza at Jerusalem 2, do you think Rob would sample it?
No.
At J2.
Well, he was shortening Jerusalem.
I know. He's using the lingo.
I don't like kosher meat.
Do you realize that Jerusalem 2 is now one of the most famous pizza places in all of Brooklyn because of us?
Yeah.
It's worldwide known.
It should be. It's delicious. Fantastic
Especially
pizza.
Now that you know that there's foreskin on the pepperoni slices.
Oh, they are the pepperoni slices.
Yeah.
They were featured on an international podcast.
Yeah, it's true.
People in Australia now know about Jerusalem, too. Can you believe that?
It's on their map of things to do when they come visit New York.
No, there's going to be a live cast tour of Brooklyn.
Yeah. There's a kid sitting in Perth talking to his mom about it. I have to go to Jerusalem,
too. Hey, Mom,
too.
I want to go to East 19th and Avenue M.
That's only 12,000 miles away.
It's worth it. And by that I mean it's not worth it at all. Don't bother.
You might run into Cousin Bruce either.
Or Shlomo.
Of course.
Shlomo's flinging the dough.
Yeah. Shlomo's a bell.
That's what they call it now? Flinging the dough. Sin.
So yeah, so they were at this game, at this charity game or whatever, this group of Hasids were asked to do the national anthem.
Why?
I don't know why, because it seems like they didn't know either, because only one person was accurately singing the lyrics of the national anthem because he had them in front of him on his phone.
Right. The funniest thing ever.
And listen to how everyone else, there's like a group of, like, let's see here, 7 or 8 people.
I was trying to place what that video reminded me of, and I couldn't place it until right this moment. Remember at the end of A Christmas Story when they go to the Chinese restaurant and all the Chinese waiters are trying to sing like Merry Christmas or whatever to them, whatever Christmas song, Jingle Bells?
Yeah.
And they keep fucking it up and they have their Chinese accents and it's silly. That's what this is like.
So yeah, here it is. So also what's great is at first the mic wasn't on, but they still sang.
Yeah.
So then they have to restart it. Here we go. Here. Hey. So it's one guy singing and the rest of them, like, humming.
Where is this word?
I think it was in Tamil.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Cyclist.
Yeah, MCU part. Not part of the video. That would be great if they...
I thought that was the cutest part.
Got the words?
There we go.
Y'all saw...
Sound like fucking cancers. This is the most depressing version of that.
It's very loud. Yeah, it sounds like they're all marching out of Auschwitz as they're singing it.
If only.
To the showers we go. Hey,
so
man.
Bad, Jack.
It's like the Bataan Death March. Make everything into a dirge. We don't know.
Now he's like, the mic wasn't on. Start over.
Guy runs in like a tech.
Yeah.
I don't know what the final score in the baseball game was.
Yeah, everyone left. Cause the light. This is a curfew.
YDD versus Moishe. I wonder what the score was.
135 to
nothing. How did you not get to up this game, Jeremy?
I wish.
Oh, yeah.
I should have. I do some games like this. Like one of the leagues I belong to is like... It's like freelance, something, whatever. Whoever does one game a year, you go to that, you know. But not this one.
Okay, well, wait.
Yeah. Now he's reading off the phone and singing.
Yeah.
Except none of them knew how to pronounce the word free.
What did they say? I didn't remember that.
Free.
I don't know. But they can't. The Jews can't say the word free.
Oh, I get it.
Thanks.
50%
because they're cheap.
It's cheap. Yes.
But they like things for free.
When you say they, you mean you.
No, the cheap. No, I mean the cheap Jews.
Yeah,
I'm not a cheap Jew. I'm just a Jew.
You're cheap Jew, Russia. We know this. Establishing
Cheap Russia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Rob, didn't you wear that Color Tax shirt last week?
Did I?
This is the same shirt, like outfit that he left.
Okay.
He's got Hulk Hogan color.
I did my laundry in between last week's show and this week's show. Mm. And just happened to wear it. I really like this shirt.
Mm. He's nice got shirt. The Hulk Hogan color. So
I just said that.
Yeah.
Well, I am a real American.
But they're not.
I fight for the rights of every man.
But they are not real Americans, are they?
No.
Where are they from?
Norwegia.
Norway. Norwegia.
Norwegia.
Is that where they get the Norwegia boards?
No.
Speaking of American bands, weren't we going to talk about Limp Bizkit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. So our interview with Limp Bizkit, I posted it on the MI Livecast YouTube page.
Which exists, if you didn't know. It's a thing.
YouTube.com/
Or you can just go to Metal MI Livecast to look at all our videos. Because like half the videos are on Metal Injection, half the videos are on the Livecast page.
Oh, yeah, you could just do that.
It's very poorly managed.
Yeah. There's no fancy wallpaper or anything.
No.
Oh, well. So the comments, you guys can, I can give you guys access to the page. You guys can
do
that.
I don't know what to do.
We don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I thought so.
Fuck with you. What did you do? You have that shit backed up?
What?
Everything?
Sure.
So if I deleted it, you could have it right back up?
Not right back up, but
how long
I
would it
have...
take? Longer or less time than the usual server maintenance for Metal Injection?
Longer.
The kids are used to it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. All right. So you guys, here are the comments on the Limp Bizkit.
What? You're right.
I'm thrown off by the vibrations on the table.
Oh, that's what she said.
The good vibrations, Rob.
Lots of negative comments to our interview, and I feel like these people clearly were just searching Limp Bizkit interview.
I can't believe that anybody searches Limp Bizkit on
that
YouTube.
That says a lot about them already.
Yeah.
So the this one's great. You guys fucking suck. The girl was okay, but the two guys are douchebags with no respect. Some of the calls were funny, but I had the chance to speak to Fred and Wes. I speak to them like fucking gods.
Yeah.
Ew,
okay.
Can you imagine loving Limp Bizkit that much that you're that compelled to comment that way?
No.
I just can't. I mean, I can't imagine loving any good band, let alone its fucking Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Metal Injection. First off, killer name, dudes. Rock on.
That's a sarcastic, by the way.
Limp Bizkit is a much better name than Metal Injection.
Because they're not trying to be metal, Noah.
Well,
we are, and it's coming off very lame.
Actually, he says, sounds like you're trying a little too hard to be hardcore.
Yeah.
LMFAO.
Yeah. That's the name we should have picked. Yeah. Oh, someone has that already?
Or just spell Injection with weird letters.
Yeah.
With a K.
Yeah.
Second, are you guys pissed off because your YouTube channel is embarrassingly unpopular?
Yeah, that's it.
It sure seems like it. Right. Third, you guys have an ad for Skillet at the top of your website right now. Ha, 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 ha.
Wait, Google
for
ads
Skillet?
Work.
Like
that's like a hard rock band now?
Oh.
Like we picked the fucking ads now.
Yeah.
And last, your website is full of the normal, generic, boring metal bands. None of them will ever be as original as Limp Bizkit.
Oh, my God.
Wait, they're original now?
Yes.
Holy crap. The funny thing is, don't you have another YouTube channel that's dedicated to Metal Injection only that's very popular?
Yes. So that's fine. it's okay. This person can think.
So why is an armed YouTube channel as popular, Rob?
Isn't publicized.
What'd you do?
Rob wants to keep the two separate.
Well, with the main Livecast one, with the main Metal Injection one, it's a lot of interviews with bands and stuff, whereas
what
this is
we,
all content from our show.
What if we paid you to do a live read for our YouTube channel?
Okay.
One of your interviews, like when you're interviewing.
This week, like a live read during an interview?
Yeah. Yeah.
This interview is brought to you by the Metal Injection Livecast YouTube page.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Thank you, Rob.
Synergy, man.
Be a team player.
You're right. I'm very selfish.
Real.
Let's see.
A lot of funny.
All the money we've made from the live read should be reinvested for our own live read.
A lot of, damn, this interview must have been painful.
For them, they mean, though.
Yeah.
It was painful for us.
This is by far the worst excuse of a radio show. You guys sound like a bunch of fat-ass losers.
Why do we have to be fat? Were we breathing heavy on the
Obviously jealous of Fred and Wes.
Chips. during the interview.
Yeah, we were, though. That's fair. Yeah.
How are we jealous of Fred and Wes? Of what are we jealous of?
They get to be interviewed on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yeah.
We only get to do interviews on it.
These guys do interviews like wannabe jerky boys, only not funny.
What a reference.
Good. Good stuff.
I like the jerky boys in high school. I had that phase.
Oh, yeah, that's when Limp Bizkit was kind of relevant, right?
No, that was more when I was in college.
Oh.
Early college.
I like
the Jerky Boys was high school. Mm. Early high school. R.I.P.
They're dead?
Well, their careers.
Yeah.
Doesn't one of them do like a voice on Family Guy or something? I think. The white one.
I believe you. I think.
What are you looking for?
I am not. Me?
Yeah.
I got distracted on YouTube. Sorry.
What are you watching?
646-929-1357.
Her left anuses.
That's not on YouTube.
He's got a separate bookmark.
Wait a minute. That's on YouTube?
You have to go around to the different channels. Like, they keep pulling it down. So if you're a real prolapsed anus fan.
It has like a number, like the at symbol in prolapsed.
Yep. Got to keep fighting the man, you know. All the prolapsed anus labels keep pulling down the website, the upload.
Lots of copyright notices being thrown around.
Prolapsed records. Prosthetic prolapsed records. Prosthetic records?
Yeah, that's a real label.
Are they still around?
Yeah, definitely still around.
Oh.
Right, anything else? Noah, you went kayaking yesterday?
You did?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was fun and then excruciating.
Where? Yeah, first of all, like, you woke up really early. Like, I remember I was like on the crapper, and I saw like your photo on Instagram.
You were the first person to like that picture.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a minute, this was like an hour or two ago, which means to get to this
9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, to get there, to be there at 9:30, like, you had to have left like a million years before.
Where was it?
In the country, in upstate New York.
Narrows it down considerably.
No, some people go kayaking in the East River. I don't know how or why, but they do. No, it was upstate, and like upstate, I have no choice but to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning because there's all these fucking birds and like animals making sounds, and I just like, I sleep.
Oh, so you slept over there?
Yeah.
Did you go with your significant other?
No, I went with my dad.
Oh, okay.
Just the two of you?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Where was your sister?
Sleeping.
Where was your brother?
At home.
Wait, so your sister was there, but she was just still sleeping? Or wherever she was?
She lives there.
Oh.
She lives there.
So she's used to kayaking. It's like no big deal to her.
No. My dad only has two kayaks, and I wanted to go.
Buy a third kayak.
Rob, all right, Rob, I'll send him the note.
Live read money for another kayak.
Yeah, we need more kayaks.
The Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by the Avior Kayaks. There's
Israeli,
only two.
Some friggin' Israeli bitch floating down the East River with a Metal Injection kayak. It's awesome promotion.
Oh, I see.
It.
I see.
Just kayak topless. It'll help the website.
Well, I have to wear a life vest, so it doesn't matter if I'm topless or not.
Side boobage.
Oh, I was wearing a bikini. I think you could have seen side boob anyway.
I guess. About the same. Just have the bikini and, like, twirl it over your
okay.
head.
Okay. Then I would lose balance and the kayak would flip over.
Just don't go on, like, you know, crazy whitewater rapids and shit. Just go on, like, where it's peaceful.
Well, I mean, the water was, like, calm. But still, if you tip over too much, you...
No,
you
I'm not saying rock your whole body. Just, it's all in the wrist. See, I'm completely still except above my wrist.
Great technique. You've lassoed many bikini caps in your life.
Damn right. I used to be the bikini girl for piercing metal. I'd be on a kayak. I'd go back and forth in Coney Island.
I don't know why, but I thought about like, man, he had to have heard us making fun of it or mocking piercing.
He doesn't say hello to me anymore.
Because I feel like whenever I see him at shows now, like there's a disdain in his eyes.
I think that disdain has existed even before the live cast.
What? But why?
He's probably just jealous.
Yeah, you know
of
how to
guys
program.
Like Rob and Fred and Wes. They're all way more successful than him.
Fair point.
What we are to Limp Bizkit, he is to us. It's the metal food chain.
It's true.
I think we're on top of that in both cases, though, aren't we?
Oh, you mean, probably, yeah.
Maybe not by being known. But
just according to that commenter.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha.
Have we done more publicity for Piercing Metal or for Jerusalem, too?
I think definitely Piercing Metal. We've been talking about
yeah.
Two things that
years.
Nobody would know existed if it wasn't for us. You're welcome.
How many people in the chat went on to visit Piercing Metal after we joked
Raise your
about
hand,
them?
Quick, show of hands.
Show of hands with a yes or a no.
Or searched Ken Pierce.
Yeah.
In Google Image.
How many of you ratted us out to Ken Pierce?
Yeah.
How many of you are doing it now that Rob mentioned
oh, no!
the idea?
Or if Ken Pierce, if you're listening to this, come forward and leave a comment. Let us know.
Ken Pierce, are you Big Sausage in the chat?
Is he on Twitter?
Ken, probably is Pierce. Oh, Pierce and
yeah.
Ken, I think. Is it?
Ew.
Which, when you think about it.
Ew.
Don't mind if
it's yeah, well, it should. It's like, going by the metal and hardcore tradition, it should be Ken Piercing. It's the your last name is the name of your.
No, have you ever thought about Piercing Ken?
Ew.
On his Twitter, it's Kenny.
Hmm.
Just FYI.
Here, look, they're all responding, yes, yep, I Googled Ken. Me too, yes. Who?
He's big on Foursquare.
Nice.
So,
until self-destruction.
Wow, the show just flew by. I seriously can't believe it's like almost, I like looked over a minute ago and I'm like, oh my God. We crushed it.
Crush him.
I'm glad to know that Chuck Blandington has a few more followers than Ken Pierce does.
Oh!
How many does Chuck have?
Follows Instagram. Why would somebody follow Instagram?
That's very
Chuck
meta.
Chuck has 200-something. He has 100-something. Let me see who else he's
following. We might have put Ken over Chuck by talking about
oh,
him.
Oh, God damn it.
What does Ken write, anyway?
It's lots of Foursquare check-ins. Basically.
He just doesn't say
Where
anything.
Where did he check in most recently?
Hold on one second. I want to see if he follows any of us.
He follows Metal Injection. Right?
Not yet. No.
I
he
think
has
I've
two
seen
Twitters.
Him retweet.
He actually has two Twitters. There's a Piercing Metal Twitter as well. Let's see this one. Oh, he's giving away Sanctuary tickets.
Hmm. What does he do, though?
Piercing Ken does not follow Metal Injection.
Oh, Piercing Metal has 923 followers.
What does he do? What's his, you know, just that website?
Founder, media guru, writer, and photographer.
All right.
The photo is fantastic.
And, yeah. Just neck licker. He looks like Jamie Kennedy.
Oh, my God.
What should I tweet at him from the Blandy account?
No, don't, no, don't.
I'm not going to put anything mean.
No, don't do it.
Looks like Seth Green.
Look at his shirt.
Seth Green's uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. He's wearing a sweater with skulls and, like, stars on it.
What else is fantastic is if you actually look in his shades in his Twitter photo, you could actually see the person taking the photo in their apartment.
You got a Photoshop.
Tied up and gagged and crying.
Take the fucking picture!
Actually, if you look in the glass, it sort of looks like the last scene of the Blair Witch Project. That person facing the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that was the death. You have to take pictures of Ken Pierce.
Super Nintendo Chalmers says, Ken Pierce checked in with kissing people's neck at Denny's.
Basically.
What?
Somewhere on the Metro North is where he was last. In case you're wondering.
Why? This has nothing to do with Ken Pierce. Why are we playing this?
We said crush him before. A little late on that.
A little late. We could just play ourselves out with this.
This will just...
Well, I had a song to play, though.
Oh, you did? Oh, great.
It's something we just mentioned briefly.
Okay.
Are we going out now, though?
Yeah.
We can get to the crush and sing along with it if you want.
We still have 3 more minutes to talk to make it a full 2 hours.
Oh, do we?
This song is 3:27.
Oh, yeah, you're
right. Oh, perfect.
Not this one.
Campion's going crazy for South of Trenton.
I'll play that after what I was going to play. Okay?
Okay.
Chat. Ugh, this is so fucking bad.
Who's doing it better? Is it Metallica or Megadeth?
Doing what?
Current music.
Who's doing what? I'm sorry.
current music? Like, who...
Well, this is really old, though.
What,
this
Carson?
Is like 10 years old already. 15, maybe.
Ugh.
Risk was 99.
Yeah, 15 years, almost.
Ugh.
But I would say definitely Megadeth is making better music now.
Metallica?
Yeah.
I am blown away that 99 is almost 15 years ago.
I know, that hurts.
Nuts.
So scary.
There's, you know, I mean, kids that were born in, like, after 9/11 are almost teenagers now.
Yeah, you could fuck them now.
Oh, jeez. If you could fuck them now, you could have fucked them anyway.
Fuck
it's pretty disgusting to begin with.
You can't fuck them now. They're only 12.
You can
crush
them.
Their innocence was lost during 9/11, so now you can do whatever you want.
Oh, I see.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by Sid are not necessarily those of the objects.
Not necessarily.
They're not.
Meaning.
All right, they're not. They're not.
Meaning that, hey, maybe. You don't know. All right, I gotta listen to this.
Crushed. I need just to hear the chorus. You have to isolate the chorus. I like that. I don't like it. It's funny. Well, we'll be back next week with more hilarity.
And that's right.
Unless we have that Darren mixtape.
If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio for some reason, go to metalinjection.net/livecast and download the high-res version.
Yeah, really.
Of the podcast.
That shit sounds like listening through a garbage can.
It's literally three times as good quality. Literally.
And it's still great. It's still great because it's us.
Here's what I think we should do this in the beginning of the podcast, because I don't know who could sit through 2 hours of that horrible Blog Talk
That's
radio
how good we are. That's how good our chatting is. Our banter.
We've had people say they didn't know we were on a website.
Mm.
They just heard it on there.
Yeah, they just searched for metal on Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe we should take out some live reads on Blog Talk.
On Blog.
To listen on the website.
I like it. All right, Darren, let's play the tune skis.
All right, we'll be back next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Want the meat. I like balls.
Anus licking causes sepsis. Don't go gay. It's not healthy.